Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you, as always, by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning, Dennis Heiser. He's running for Sheridan County Commissioner. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Brady.
How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me over.
Absolutely. And this is a very crowded race, as there's 11 people vying for three seats, and I've had a few people on already that are running for the seat, and let's just jump right into it. Why did you decide to run for Sheridan County Commissioner?
Well, I think the job is going to suit me and be good for me, and I think I can be good for the job and for Sheridan County. My qualifications are mainly in the financial arena, and so I'm good with numbers, and that's a big part of this game. And so I think I can contribute and do a good job for them.
And how do you feel, or how important do you feel it is that that county commissioners work with the city, and that they're working together on things like trying to bring in new business, that sort of thing?
I think that's really essential. It's becoming more and more important. We have to coordinate with everybody we possibly can, and so the county commission serves that piece. Especially you get in the zoning issues, where the city zoning issues and the county zoning issues need to be more homogeneous, and then we have these overlap areas. So it's really critical that we work with everybody that we possibly can in the arena.
And how do you think that's currently being handled right now as far as the county and city working together?
You know, this is a steep learning curve. I'm not sure that I can answer that real well. It seems like they're trying to get along, but then you hear occasional cases where people say it's really not working that well. Again, going back to zoning, if we really worked really hard together on the same zoning issues, people wouldn't be confused, as opposed to the city and the county. I think there's work to be done, but I think we're headed the right direction.
Sure. And you know, this area of Wyoming is absolutely beautiful, and people like the historic significance of this area, and the fact that it still kind of feels like the wild, wild west in some areas around here, and people like that nostalgia. And so you kind of have to balance wanting to tweak some things to bring in new business, such as Weatherby that's going to make their way. But you want to do that without changing too much and angering a lot of people. How do you find that balance?
You have the crux of that downright exactly. It's really important for us that we do have growth, that we generate jobs that our kids can take and stay, and at the same time protect, we keep calling it quality of life, the same thing you said, the things we love about the open spaces and all that sort of things. And if you have managed growth at the same time we have protecting the environment and our quality of life, those are kind of get to be opposing issues. Our county commission really did a good job, and we have a comprehensive plan that's about 200 pages long, was done about 10 years ago as a guideline to help us move through both of those issues at the same time. And that's a very critical guideline that we use to help protect what we love about this country.
Talking with Dennis Heiser, running for Sheridan County Commissioner. And Dennis, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but talk about experience and qualifications for the position.
Sure, I'd love to. I grew up in Nebraska. My dad was the mayor of our town for over 20 years, so I kind of grew into this family-wise. But most of my career has been in finance and financial planning, and also some accounting and bookkeeping. And so I think I have really strong qualifications for the financial side of this. And a big part of what we do is taking our resources and allocating them to cover this huge, huge arena of services that we offer. And so the budgeting is a big, big part of what we do, and spending our money wisely. So I think I'm really in tune to that and have good qualifications to do that well.
You know, and budgeting can be tough, because you inevitably are going to have to make cuts somewhere, usually. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, there's never a good place to cut. You know, it's if you true. Could add to everything, that'd be great. But that's why, you know, you guys get elected into those positions, because you have to make those tough decisions. And again, you kind of have to keep a balance of doing what is necessary. Also, in some way, what the people want, because in the end, they're the ones voting you in and out of office.
Absolutely true. And as you know, the county commissioner is just an extension of the state government. And so we're an extension of the state, and there are a whole huge arena of things we're required to offer by law. And then the law allows us to support other things like, the hospital, the airport, the museums, that sort of things. And so those are the tough decisions of making those allocations to cover all the bases as best you can and as they need to be covered.
And we mentioned 11 people running in this race for three seats. It is very crowded. As you look towards the next term, what do you see as maybe the biggest issue for the county commission over the next term?
I think we've already touched on it. The big issue is we want to promote growth. We want to have good paying jobs so our kids can stay here and yet protect what we're doing and protect what we love so much about this country and you and I both love. And so I think that's one of our biggest challenges is to do those both together.
Well, and, I think some of those go hand in hand with keeping the young people here. A lot of times they'll go off to school and then maybe those good paying jobs aren't here for them to come back to. And if you want to keep the nostalgia of the area, you probably need to bring back some of those the natives that know it, instead of outsiders like me who have to learn about, the heritage here.
Well, I'm fortunate that I've been in Sheridan County over 40 years continuously. I'm not a latecomer to the game. My wife and I have four children who are born and raised in Sheridan. We're fortunate that two of our children still live in Sheridan and do have jobs there and so didn't have to move away to get a good job. And so those are really important issues and to all of us.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about campaigning so far. We've talked about how many people are in this race, so you're probably doing as much as you can to get your name out there. How has the campaign trail been to you so far?
This is my first adventure in politics. It's all brand new to me. And to some degree, I think that's an advantage that I kind of have this fresh look that we all say we have that are new to this fresh perspective so that we can analyze things with new eyes. So campaigning is just a matter of seeing as many people as you can, doing as many things as you can. And it's about name exposure. And after being in Sheridan, I worked at First Interstate Bank for almost 30 years. I know a lot of people having that background, but it's a constant battle. They're not the only voters in the game.
Yeah, as people are running for office, I think you hear it more since Donald Trump has been elected president with no prior political experience, mm-hmm. that can be a plus. And I'm not sure before him that people were really touting that as a huge plus. Mm-hmm. But now I think people are seeing, especially on that level, career politicians and what that can bring. And so it does seem like here recently over the past couple of years, not having a political background can sometimes be a plus.
I think of our 11 candidates, if I'm reading this right in my head, that only one is running for re-election, and others may have had maybe no political experience. Most all of us are brand new to the game.
And what do you think, just overall, I know I talked about you personally, makes all these people that don't have political experience want to run? Is it just that you see some issues and you disagree with decisions being made, and so you think, put me there, I can do a better job?
I think everybody has their own agenda. Some of them don't talk about it. I believe some of them have a particular organization or a project or something that they'd like to promote better. Personally, I don't. I don't have any of those things in my background. I just want to do the best fair job I can for everybody. And so some people, as you say, see this as an opportunity to move something forward that they're really adamant about. Those aren't bad things. It's just that I don't have that in my background.
Sure. Have you been paying attention to recent meetings and things that are going on with the commission now and maybe taking a look at the budget and that sort of thing?
This is a steep, steep learning curve. I announced back in April, and I've been to every single county commission meeting, except maybe one since then, so I've been to all of them. And you do get to see the dynamics. You do get to get some of the controversial things come up and how they handle them and how the commissions work and how they work together. And so it's really important to see that, as well as the budget is so massive, you just can't absorb it. I mean, there's so many pages and pages of stuff, so it's a steep learning curve to pick up on how this is played and what the important things are, and surprisingly, what things the public gets upset about.
Yeah, and they probably get upset about a lot, I would imagine. Whatever decision's made, you know, there's always people who don't like it.
No matter what you do, when you make tough decisions, somebody isn't going to like it, and you just do the best you can to be fair. And if we're forced to make decisions and tell people what to do, then we have to make those decisions and move on. I don't like telling people what to do unless we absolutely have to, but part of that is part of this game of protecting things. We have to have some control.
Yeah, and the people that get elected into those seats are elected there to make those decisions because enough of the voting public agrees with their views or believes that they can correctly make decisions in that seat.
That's correct.
And so with 11 people here, three open seats, what distinguishes you from the other people that are running in this race?
Well, once again, I'm a long-term resident, and I'm not new. I haven't moved in the last 10 or 15 years. So I've had a huge experience in terms of finances. Is one of my most critical areas that I'm really good at. Another thing is I have a track record of community service. I've participated in all kinds of things over the years. And so I think that all puts me in place to do this job really well.
And, you know, some people probably look at a position like this and wonder, how much time does a person actually put in? As commissioner, from what you've researched to this point, how much time do you think you'd be putting in into this job specifically?
They're trying to tell you it's a part-time job, maybe two-thirds time job, and you have to have a lot of flexibility because you're not in the office all the time, but you may be going to events and things, and actually when you go to coffee, you're party on duty, you know, and so it's going to be really hard to tell. In the beginning, it'll be a full-time job plus because there's so much to pick up so fast, but in the long haul, I think one could say you might put in 4 days a week and give you some flexibility. And that's what I think it'd be good for me is having that one day of flexibility.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned that seeing people out in the public, once they know that you're in that office, every time they see you, you're kind of an open target for whatever it is they want to shoot at you, whether it's positive, negative, or they're just trying to plant ideas. I would imagine that most of the time, people see you as a public figure and they feel free to come up and discuss issues with you.
Certainly, I invite any of that, and that would be one of the reasons I'd be about to get that input. It's so critical that we do really hear what people are thinking and what they're saying. So that's a big issue and an important part of this job is to attract that information.
Dennis Heiser running for Sheridan County Commissioner. Dennis, we'll wrap it up with you just taking a moment and telling people why they should vote for you.
Well, I really do think I bring fresh eyes to this, these same commissioners have been there quite a while, and it doesn't hurt to have a fresh look at everything that you're doing as you do that. My approach is common sense. All of us say we're fiscal conservatives, which means we're all for not spending more than you take in, and the critical piece of that is allocating things correctly and changing that allocation to cover all the huge range of services and roads and bridges and all the things we're required to do. So I think that my long-standing community service, along with my strong education, training, experience in financial services, makes me well-suited to serve the residents of Sheridan County well.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Dennis Heiser, running for Sheridan County Commissioner. Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Brady, thank you very much for inviting me over.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you, as always, by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.